We're up to Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. It's a continuation of the speech from Perek Chof Gimel. Okay, there is really no hefsek. And here he says, Madua mi shakai loy nitzpinu itim viodav loy chazu yamav. Let's right away jump to the Mitzudos David, a long explanation of what this Pasuk means. Pasuk Aleph in the Mitzvah Sof. Madua ato hechel likvul. What is Eiv coming to do in this pasuk? So here he goes. Ato hechel likvul will his lenein al tevas harashayim. From this point on, well, really from this one pasuk, I shouldn't say from this one pasuk is a break from before and from what comes after. He's complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he's complaining to himself or to his friends with regard to the success of the wicked. Now here, even though Eiv at this point in time is making a mistake, at this point in time he is making a major mistake by denying hashkocha pratis. The alki shoga b'dayte loy ma'asha kol tol b'marochas hashamayim asher shoftu be'es sahayroyon v'haleida. Even though he thinks now by mistake that everything depends upon mazel, the marochas hashamayim, which has been put in play at the time of a person's birth. Interesting point that he says that there are two mazalos. The mazal that a person gets when at time of conception, and the mazal of the time of birth. Now, in regard to that mistaken belief that there is no hashkacha pratis but only mazal, Omar, madua lo yu ha'oros ho'itim ha'heim. Good morning, how are you? Why is it not the horos litavahim nitzponim v'nistodim v'nichnanim lufnei ha'makom? Now the horos means the revelation of those moments, or the, let's just say, the existence of those moments. Three words. It only says in the pasuk one word, nitzpinu, but he hammers this word. He hammers this word with intensity. Nitzponim v'nistodim v'nichnanim. Why aren't these moments concealed, hidden, sheltered, lifnei hamakom? These moments in time should not have any significance. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? They should be hidden. Ki meharoi hola shukulim yachad yischabu mi yischabu mipanav. They should hide these moments of time when a person is born, should be hidden before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yimru, or the days. I'm sorry, the days of man. Sorry, the existence of man should be hidden. V'lo yimru piv, and man should not rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we mean? They should not rebel. Ki halo kol yode hamakom min hachacham v'hanavim lo higbilu lo zman lo amar. All the people that know HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the wise men and the neviim. Now he explains, lo higbilu lo zman lo mar shum chudush im ha'olam. No one has made the mistake in this world to claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came after existence. All of the philosophers, all of the prophets, no one ever came up with a thesis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into existence after the world was created. Think about it, it's very true. I mean, we're familiar with different ideas, different types of apikorsis. Some people are atheists. They don't believe there's a creator. Everything is just the Big Bang. Never happened. Well, even the Big Bang, some want to say the Big Bang is all part of Hashem's way of creating the world. Okay, but there are so many different beliefs. But you've never heard someone say that the world came into existence by itself, and after the world came into existence, Hashem came into existence. No one ever said that. Everyone acknowledges, if you are a believer, which since this Sefer, you are a believer, Hashem existed before the world was created. He created the world, and then what he's saying over here, Hashem disappeared, or he's not involved in what's occurring later on. But there's no one. None of the chachamim. One more time. Bahaloki kol yode hamakom. All the people who are acknowledged, all of the people in this group who acknowledge the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Chachamim and the Neviim. Lo higbilu lo zman lomar. No one went and limited Hashem's existence to say shu mechudush min ha'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into the existence after the world was created. What does this mean? Ki kulam pe'echad yoyimru. Everyone with one voice says shu kaidim lo'olam. Everyone says HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed, Hashem existed before the world was created. Mibli tachlis, beyond our, without any limits. V'hu ha-mesada ma'arechas ha-shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world. He's the one that arranged mazel. And therefore, what's my complaint now? What's the bottom line of this pasuk? U'ma'adua imkein lo yimshol bohem. Why does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu then rule this world? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed before the world was created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created the mazalos, so why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu be involved in the daily affairs of this world? Why does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why has he disappeared? And why has he allowed the wicked to succeed? Ki lo yimshol bohem, why doesn't he show himself so that lios nitz bonim mi ponav, so that people, human beings, would appreciate his, would sense his presence, and thus they would hide. Nitz bonim means to hide mi ponav. And hiding, he just repeats the word v'nichnoim lo, and humble themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lebal yihyeh mash shemurim ve'itim ohem. So they should be, they should not. Lebal yihyeh mash lebal v'nichnoim lo lebal yihyeh ma shemurim. They rebel, but Itim Mohim, they should not rebel during those times. Okay, so now taking those words and plugging into the pasuk, we would go back to the pasuk, Madua Mishakai Lo Nitzpinu Itim. Why from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Shakaihim here means, according to Mitzudas, means Hashem, which not everyone agrees. Other Mepharshim say it means something else, but it means Mishakai. Why was it not ordained that people's time in this world, it means the time of man in this world, should be humbled before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Yodav, now he doesn't really... Now, what does it mean, V'yodav? It doesn't really explain here what it means, V'yodav. I wasn't making a mistake.
No, the name is men.
V'yodav means that those who know. V'yodav means the philosophers, V'yodav.
Those who know Hashem.
Lo chazu yomav.
They don't know the end of time. Or the end of day.
They did not see Ein Tachlis. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't prepare this correctly.
They didn't give him a limitation in terms of time. How long he's been there? He's been there forever.
And so the Yodav Lechazi, Yodav means the people, the wise men who know of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, Lo Chazu Yomav, they did not see Hashem's days. They do not know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, They came after.
Since he came before, so why should they be ruled by the Mazalos then?
Okay, exactly. So we have to read the pasuk really out of order to make it easier. So if we read the pasuk out of order, let's start with the end of the pasuk. The Yodav Lechazu Yomav. The wise men, all of the wise men of this world, who acknowledge that they did not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning, meaning they came after. That automatically expresses the idea that they acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did indeed create the world, why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu be involved in the daily activities of this world and prevent the wicked people from sinning? If a wicked person does a crime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he would be involved in the daily activities of this world, would instantly punish that person. And what would the result? The result would be that the wicked people would be humbled possible the times of the wicked people, the itim means the days that a wicked person has in this world, would be nitzpinu, would be subdued, would be humbled before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm frustrated that this is not the case. And the way I expressed my frustration was with the words, Madua. Why is this so? Why couldn't it be that Mishakai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world was so overwhelming that the itim, the times of the wicked people would be humbled, would be terrified before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because v'yodav lochazu yama, because the wise men of this world acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed did create the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did exist before the time of creation. It's a lot going on in that pasuk, to read the pasuk to make sense of this pasuk. It's like a whole paragraph to explain what this pasuk means. Yeah, so let's just try to reconstruct the pasuk again. Okay, and then we have to Rashi, and then I'll tell you what Rav Schwab says. But one more time, we have here the end of the pasuk, V'yodav lo chazu yamav. This refers to an acknowledgement of all of the wise men in the world. The Yodav are the wise men of the world, who the Mitzudas, who the Hachacham v'Hanaviim, right?
Kikulam pe'achad yarmishu kredem la'ilam, m'bli tachlis, v'umisadam arechas ha'shamayim.
Okay, but let's just get what he's saying. When it says at the end of the pasuk, the Yodav lo chazu yamav. The Yodav means in the Mitzudos, in the middle of the Mitzudos, kol yodei hamakom min hachachamim v'hanaviim. Okay, that's the word Yodav, the wise men of the world. It's important to take note of that because there are so many different interpretations of what the word Yodav means among all the Mefarshim on the page. But Yodav, at least in Sudas, means the wise men, the Chachamim and the Nevi'im that exist in the world, Kulam Haskam Achas. Now, what do they say? They say there is Lochazu Yamav. They say about HaKadosh Baruch, who's Yamav? Who is Yamav? Hashem's days. Okay, that's important to keep note. The Yodav are the Chachamim. The Yamav are the days of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have not seen Hashem's earliest day. Meaning, Hashem has come before man. Not only has Hashem come before man, Hashem has come before the world. Now, what does that mean? We have to now read between the lines. If Hashem came before the world existed, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, automatically, it's logical to assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to be involved in what happens in this world. Not to disappear, not to create a world and run away and let the world operate like a watch or a clock. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thus should have the ability to be involved in the hashkocha of this world, the daily affairs. However, what has HaKadosh Baruch Hu done? It appears, this is the mistake of Eve, he disappeared. He ran away. And because he ran away, now let's go to the beginning of the pasuk, the itim. What are the itim according to the Mitzudos? It means the days of the wicked, the days of the lifetime of the wicked, they have free reign, and they can do whatever they want in this world, and they can get away with the worst averos and all of the crimes that he's going to enumerate in the rest of this parashah. They can commit those crimes, and they are not lo, they are lo nitzpinu. Nitzpinu here, the way the Mitzudas translate, they are not subdued. They are not humbled. They are not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he disappeared. And the way he expresses this is with the word madua. Why is this so? Lo nitzpinu itim. Why is it so that the wicked people, their lifetime, their time, they were alive in this world, they are not humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the power to control the affairs of this world and punish the wicked and prevent them from committing crimes. Because the Yodav, all of the wise men of the world who are lo chazu yamav, acknowledge they have not seen your earliest days. They acknowledge you came before the world was in existence. You thus created the world. And if you created the world, it's logical you have the power to control the activities in this world and prevent the Wisham from bringing harm to other people in this world. Okay, this is the interpretation of Mitzudas. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Madua Miadu Mishaka Lo Nitzpu Itim Kabbalah Hi Zeh. This is a complaint. Okay, what is similar to the Mitzudas. Lama Lo Nitzpinu Ite Yimei Ha'odam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Yoda Yom Mos Ha'odam. A whole new interpretation. We're not here dealing with the wicked people. We're dealing over here with death. Why is it not revealed? Is it not revealed? Lo Nitzpinu Ite Yimei Ha'odam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Yoda Yom Mos Ha'odam. Shema lo yimaher puranus. Punishment will not come quickly. V'yakdimenu yom hamisa. Now, I have to confess, I don't know what this means. Maybe I'm hoping over here someone can figure this out for me. Anyone have suggestions what this means?
I mean, it's a strange thing. He's saying that... HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time and space.
Yeah.
He shouldn't know about time and space.
So, what,
so he shouldn't know about, you know, when people are going to die.
Lo yimaher... Shema lo yim. What do you mean? Shema lo yimaher puranus. He will not expedite punishment.
But if he doesn't know when the person is going to die, so
it's a rush. He's
in
a rush.
He doesn't. He has no idea. So he's not going to rush, and maybe the guy's going to drop dead before he gets the puranis.
Aha, that's what he's saying. Okay. That's what he seems to be saying. Lenitzmenu itim. So he's saying, like, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know? It's not. So lo, what does it lo nitzpnu mean? It means it's revealed. It mean, the word lo nitzpnu means
it's not hidden. It's awful.
It's not hidden. It's revealed. So why, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
why isn't it hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should? I don't know.
It's the last thing. I can't grasp this. Okay. Now the end of the pasuk is also very difficult in Rashi. The Yodav.
If you knew when a person dies, yeah, then he would make him die early so he wouldn't sin.
This is what
he
wants
to say.
That's what Rashi said.
Okay, let's see the end of the pasuk. The Yod of from the day of man. Okay, again, this I don't know what this means. From the day that seemingly he's learning that the Yom of means man's days, not like the Mitzudas learns the days of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo Chodesh Yomim. Okay, umetargibinon Eden beEden Svarim Acherim Einim. Other Svarim doesn't appear. Dover Acher. Madua Yod of Ohavav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this already is Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab is going to give his novel interpretation of this pasuk, and it really is taking this, the half of his interpretation from this part of Rashi. The Yod of refers to the tzaddikim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einam yecholim liros sof derachav amidosav. Why can it be that the tzaddikim merit is to understand Hashem's ways in this world? Let me just read the end of Rashi and still Rav Schwab, how Rav Schwab interprets this part of the pasuk according to Rashi. Yamav zuhi derech shenohag biyamav kimolo yichoreif levavi miyamai. My heart was not torn apart in all of my days. I don't know what this means. There's another pasuk which somehow expressed the same idea. But let me try to explain to you what Rav Schwab says, how he at least is taking out from Rashi something. There are two parts to this pasuk. There is the Yodav, the Tzadikim, and the beginning part of the pasuk refers to the wicked. And Eev here is summarizing his complaint, Tzadik v'ralo rasha v'tovlo, his complaining, why can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a Rasha in this world a taste of the punishment he's going to get in the next world? And why can HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Yodav, the Tzadikim, a taste of the reward they're going to get in the next world? Why does it have to be 100%? The Rasha, the Tovlo, 100%. Rasham have a good life from the very beginning to the very, very end. Tzadikim have a bad life sometimes from the very beginning to the very end. Why can it be Madu Mishakai? Why is it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Hanhaga Lo Nitzpenu Itim? Does he not reveal? Why doesn't he reveal the times? The Itim means the times of bad for the Rasha. Why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why can't he lo nitzpenu? Why does he hide? Right, nitzpenu means to hide. Why can't it be that he does not hide? Why can't it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal for a few moments to a wicked person the horrible punishment he's going to receive in the next world? That will maybe give him a chance to do tshuva and to correct his ways. So it's like a rhetorical question.
But at the same time,
yeah,
giving him a chance to do tshuva, it also takes away the elements of bechira.
In a chnami, but Eov seems to be, he's making a very profound argument. The person has to have bechira, you're right. But the bechira has to be balanced. There has to be balance. He seems to be saying that the bechira is slanted in a way to the disadvantage of the tzaddikim and the rishon. There is bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals himself. But there has to be balance. Just that's the basic thing. It appears, this is what Rav Shalom explains, the Rishoyim have a life of good, unadulterated good from beginning to end. Tzaddikim have a life of evil, of suffering from beginning to end. That's not fair. Let a tzaddik have a taste of reward in this world, so he will have something to look forward to, inspiration to remain being a tzaddik. And let the rosh have a little taste of his punishment that he's going to get in the next world. So the yisod is, we take the pasuk and we break the pasuk into two parts. Madu mishakai is a general expression. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu, shakai means Hashem, does he conduct the world with the following derech? Now we have to assume the derech is tzaddik v'ra'al Rosh Vitovlo. Now we say, why can't it be lo nitzbinu itim? Can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal? Can it be that Hashem is the opposite of height, will reveal the itim, the times of punishment that are destined to come to the Rasha in this world? And that will wake up a Rasha to realize he's making a very big mistake in following in his derech. And furthermore, why can't it be that Yodav, the tzaddikim, as the Mitzvah says, why can't it be lo chazu, that they, why can't they get an opportunity to see? Chazu means to see the good, yamav, the good that they're going to experience in Olam Haba. Okay, that's another approach to this pasuk. Now, for the next series of psukim, it gets a little bit easier. He just describes in very great detail all the terrible things that the wicked people do in this world. Number one, givulos yasigu. First thing is they do, they move the boundaries. Masig gvul. Okay, masig gvul literally means they take the boundary and they move it over the fence, and they expand their property by the expense of stealing from someone else's property. But of course we know that in modern times the word hasaga is called, the words of Chazal have a much broader context. It means you compete unfairly with your competitors. Have a monopoly, all the different examples of modern day economics, where a person has an unfair advantage and you crush opportunity for other people. Hasogas gvul, if you open a pizza store next to someone else's pizza store, so you're taking away their business. Who the wicked are always able to succeed in this venture. They don't care. Gevulos yasigu, they overtake other people's boundaries. Eider gozlu vayiru, they steal the flock, the sheep of their friends, vayiru, and they pasture on other people's possession property. Let's look at the Mitzudos, Pasig Beis. Pasig Beis is Gevulos yasigu, vehein reinu, and Shei Rasha. We witness with our own eyes, wicked people, yasi gvulos rehem, they steal the boundaries of their friends, ki yachnisu gidram el gvul rehem. The technique is they bring their yachnisu gidram, the fence, el gvul rehem, when no one is watching, they take the fence, the boundary, and they push it to the other side, laharchiv, to expand,
gvula.
Laharchiv, well, if all is laharchiv, gevulam, the goyzlim reyem sodeim, and they steal from their friends their fields. The oid, what else they do? Yigzlu eider, they steal the animals. The royem behasode hagzula, and they pasture the animal in their friend's field. The hinei osura kafula, they do a double evil. Not only do they steal the property, they also steal the animals, and they take the animals that they've stolen, and they go and they pasture in the property that they have stolen. This is the derech.
Examples,
right? He's just going on. He's ranting. He's just ranting. Eov, and he's describing all different examples of the wicked people. Wicked people. They succeed with no impediment. Maybe you want to say that these ideas he's expressing represent the fullness of wickedness, of success. Not only do they steal property, not only do they steal animals, the two things that they steal, they integrate for even greater success. Right? It's one thing to steal someone else's property. It's another thing to steal someone's possessions.
Right.
But now I steal someone's possessions and I steal someone else's property and I'm mashadich. I'm mashadich the possessions with the property to gain even more. So this represents the total success of a Rasha without any impediment.
In the previous chapter, I mean, there's the bill of particulars.
Yes.
This could be like a counter.
Eve is coming to counter. So did he mention over there Hasagas Gevul? I don't recall.
No.
In the previous case.
The next pasuk for sure is the
Right, the Almana the Yosem. Right, there he actually there, he says it in a different order. Here he's going to say the order first is the Yosem and the Almana and the Chanami. Okay, let's see. Now we go to, let's see, Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi pasuk beis Gevulos Yasigu Oisem Shadarko Lahasig Gevulos. The people who the custom is to steal property. Shame Koinim Sodas Kenegat Sodas Achem. It's a technique. It's a very nice technique. What do? You purposely buy property next door to someone else's property. And then in the middle of the night, with a Laila, at the night, hey, Ma'am Gvulehem, they expand the boundaries, Shahayu Oysim, Gidereim, Balaila, Besuch Tchum Shechenem, in the middle of the night when no one is watching, so then they go and they take the boundary apart and they expand it into the neighbor. Vezel Masig, Masig, the Dvargina, Mashkek, Shahayu Maskim, Agvul, they expand their boundary, Lo Maskim, to expand, Svarim, Achayim, Eno, this in the parentheses is. Some additions do not appear. Next words of Rashi: Eider gozlu vayiru laatzman. They steal people's animals and they pasture them in their for their own benefit. Laatzman for their own benefit. Pasik gimel. What else they do? Chamor yisaimim yinhog. They steal the donkey yinhogu. They steal the donkey of a yosam. They yinhogu. They lead. They lead away. They lead away, and Yachbelu, they take as a pledge, showed Almana, the plunder of the Almana. Show the axe of Almana. So the Chamar v'shar, one, he take the Chamar of the donkey, and they take the Shar of the Almana. Obviously, there's a poetic expression, Pasuk Gimel Mitzudos, Pasuk Gimel, Chamar, Goizdem Chamar, Yahayisamim, V'yinhagu la'atzman, V'pirsim Rath, and they guide away in public. So a Chamar is an animal which you steal in public, and that's what yinhagu. The connotation of the word yinhagu means it's done in a public way. The person wrath. Min almana mashkenai shayra, and an almana he takes away as a pledge her axe. What does that mean? Ki alilu aleho loy mashichayev eslohem for loy keinhu. He makes up a bilbul, a lie that the almana owes him money, and in the meantime, until she pays her debt, he takes as collateral her axe, and of course he never returns the axe to her. Taking the Almana and the Yosem, right? But there he put the order the other way. He put the order first Almana, then Yosem, and he said, once you go and you attack the Almana, you conquer the Almana, then the Mela, the Yosemim, who are even weaker, they fall apart. Here he's saying in a different order, but it's obvious, right? Same idea.
Actually, not really a response, because Alifa said you did this, right? And he's saying, Shaim did this, but not me.
Yeah, but it's a reputation, it's a rebuttal.
Okay, now we have the Apostle Gimel, and the Apostle Gimel does Rashi just here explains the entire sequence of psukim. Chamor yisamim yinhagu v'oisim kol rosh hamurim b'inyin. He's going to enumerate now a long list of crimes. Saif davar. And what is the end? The end is what it says in pasuk towards the end, in the middle of the perek. Ve'elokah lo yosim tefila lo hoidiyam avoinam uleham tsiam gimulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not communicate with them here. Tefila here means a communication. Normally tefila means we pray, we communicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here in this context it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man. And this is the complaint, at least the way we learn the Pasuk according to the Mitzudas and the list of Rav Schwab, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does never lets the Rasha know, give a taste of what's coming to the Rasha in the next world or after he dies for the sins he has committed in this world. And that's really the whole thing with this parak is Eve is complaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should at least balance the Bechira by letting the Rasha know in this world that the path that he's taking will lead him to utter destruction. And the Rasha, his success is greater and greater and greater, and that misleads him to believe he's not doing anything wrong. As we mentioned, here these two psukim, he's able to exploit the Alman and the Yosam, he's able to steal from two different people and combine the profits and even and make even more money. Pasuk Dalet. Next, what else does he do? Yatu Evyonim Midorech. He turns Evyonim, people who are destitute. An Evyon is worse than an Ani. An Ani at least has some dignity. An Evyon has no dignity because he has nothing. He's Toiv Lakol. He needs even the basic necessities. He's Yatu. He turns them away. He causes them to go off the Derech. Yachad Chubu Aniye Oretz. Together, he takes as a pledge. Chubu means he seizes. Lashon in the Mitzudah Star Pasuk Dalad Chavu Lashon Machbua to hide. That means he takes into hiding from them all of their possessions. He denies from the poor people the small things that they do have. It's as if whatever they had is hidden from them. Let's look at the Mitzudas Pasuk Dalet. Chubu Ratzulaymar Shenatu Mehaderech Melechave Mibnei Harishoyim. I'm reading the Ralbag, I'm sorry, different interpretation, I'm sorry. Yatu, Yatu. Matim es Evyonim in Haderech, he causes the Evyonim to turn from the road, ki yirei mehem. When the Evyonim see him walking on the street, they turn away, they're afraid of him. Lebal yif goshum, that the Evyonim should not come in contact with this Rasha. V'noitim leleches besohu lo derech, and he caused them to go on the tohu lo derech, on a place where there is no road. He is such a tyrant, even the people, the poor people, when they see him, they turn away off the road. Yachad kol ho'aniyim. Yachad means all of the aniyim together. Ke'echad nichbu'u b'mokayim nistar. So this interpretation means they all hide in a secret place. Li'irasam ehem, due to their terror, their fear, they're afraid of these wicked people. So this is the interpretation of the Mitzudos. Now what I told you, Yatu Evyonim Midarach, even the Evyonim, the people who have nothing, they're terrified of this Rasha. They turn away from him. Yachad, all of the poor people, chubu, they hide, aniye aretz, they hide from the Rasha. Rashi, pasuk dal, yachad huchboni aretz, bibnei shirei mehem, same idea, that the poor people, they're afraid of the Rasha. Pasuk hey, hein, the wicked people are like piroim bamidbar. They're like wild donkeys. Yatsu bif olam, They go out in their ways, they go out in their business, and their business practices, and their pu'ulois, in their conduct. They behave like wild donkeys. They are unrestrained, they are undisciplined, undomesticated. Meshachare la toref, orvo lo lechem la na'arim, they... Let's see the Mitzudos. I'm going to say it wrong. Mitzudos pasuk hey, heim peram hinei heim kumo haperam asher bamidbar. The wicked people are like wild donkeys in the desert. Ki kol kach yotzu hamidbar bavur pa'olam asher heima. They go so far in the desert. Asher heima mishachadim shama. They are free. They're litreif teref laharoganoshim. In the desert, there's no one holding you back. There's no police, and they're free there to exploit anything that they see, to seize it and to kill. Arvalo motzi lo la'atza min ho'arava, they take there what is sweet. Ma'achal no'arim, the food of young men. Ki goizel kol oiver ba, you're able to steal in the desert anyone that passes there. Umimenu parnosas anshe beso, and from that comes the parnosa of the people of their family. So going back to pasuk, this would then mean that the wicked people are like piram bamidbar, yatsu bipa'olam, they go out in their evil ways, mishachare latarif, they are free in the desert Mitzudos Sion says mishachare darshim umavakshim. They seek out. I told you that means free. He translates it to mean they seek out la taref, to conquer and to seize food. Aravolo, it is sweet to them. Lechem lanaorim, it is sweet to them. But it's Aravolo, and the Mitzudo says in Yonikuma Bamidbar. It doesn't mean, it means, it's another word for desert. Arava, in the desert, lo lechem lan arm, there comes the food for their anshe beso, comes the food for the people of their own home. So it seems the Mitzvah is saying is that the lechem lan arm means he feeds the people in his family from the food that he has stolen from the people in the world who... So yeah, I think let's see that. Well, let's look at it. Let's see what it says in the Mitzvot again. The Mitzvot says in the middle, Aravolo, Motzili Atzma Min Harava, he takes for himself from the Arava. Arava is another word for the desert. Machal Ne'orav, the food of his Ne'orav, the food for his youth, similarly means that he feeds his family. Ki Goizel Kol Ho'iver Ba, he steals any person that goes and walks in this desert. Umimenu, and from what he steals, Parnosas Anshei Beso. So Ne'orav Machal Min Harava Ma'achal, from the Arava comes the food of his Ne'orav, of his young man. So Ne'orav means he feeds his family. He feeds his family from the food that he has stolen in the desert. So let's read the pasuk one more time. Hein Pira'im Bamidbar, the wicked people are like wild donkeys in a desert. Yatsu'u Bif Olam, the wicked people, they go out in their evil ways. Mishacharei La Toref, hunting. Hunting for food. Hunting for food, of course, illegally. Arava, from the food that they steal when they hunt in the desert, lo comes to him, lechem lanarim, food to feed his children. He raises his children with stolen merchandise. Pasik vav. Pasik Rashi, hein parim, ha parim, shehem limude midbar, le'eroiv es sa'arvim. They are like piraim, which means they are limude, they are accustomed to live in the desert, undomesticated animal, le'eroiv es sa'arvim, to ambush people that pass in the desert. Yatsu bipa'olam, yatsu l'malach.
He's talking about animals, that he's saying.
They're wild people, like that. Like the word "pirah" means a wild donkey, which they're like. Look at the mitzudos. Heinayim kimo ha-pirahim. They are like wild donkeys, wild animals. So the Ramash is the same thing. Hein piram ha-pirahim. People that are like wild animals. What is the nature of this wild animal? It's something which is accustomed to living in the desert, in the Wild West. Shehem limudei midbar. They are accustomed to living in the desert. What do they do? What do they do, these people who behave like animals? Le'eroi, they ambush esarim, people that pass through the desert. Yatsu bifalam, yatsu lemalachtam. This is their parnasa. Their parnasa, they go out to their activities. Umahya pula, what is their pula? Mishacharei lateref. What does it mean, mishacharei? It means mivakesh. Mivakshim, literally, if they seek out of prey. Arava lo, from the arava, lechem lanarim. Lemishar sav unarav shel rasha, to the servants. The na'arim means the servants, and to the young of the rasha. Ho arava vehamidbar. Havelo lechem, from there comes to him the bread, litzarcham, for their needs. Shemisham uchadi, from the desert he grabs, so eichel ne'itz v'goizel, ma shehem eichlim. And he steals what they eat from the people of the desert. He grabs and he steals from what they're eating. Lan arim heim haholchim oso
ito
to the arim who go with him ligzol kamorak hashachlu han arim. Another example we have la arim. Okay, similar to what the Mitsudo says. Back pasik vav basade bililo yiktzaru v'cherem rasha yilakeshu. And we have the word bililo back to Parakim before. But there the word Billy Low is broken up into two words. And there it meant Billy space low. What is not his, theft. Now there as well, not everyone agreed the word Billy Low means it was two words. I think there was a machlokes in the Mesora. It could be that there were some traditions that it was one word, and the rules alone that it was one word, they cite as a precedent, or as an example, the word over here, Billy Low, we hear according to all opinions, is one single word. Now what does it mean? So Billy Low can mean, if you look in the Mitsudos, here where it's one word, it means Meloshon Yivul Utevua, produce. Okay, if we learn that it's one word, it means yivul. Yivul means yield, produce. So that would then mean basadeh, in the field, bililo yiktzaru, they enter fields of people that are not fields of other people, who the property that does not belong to them, and they harvest the yield of the fields illegally. Yiktzaru. The cherem rasha yilakeshu, but the vineyard of the wicked they delay. Now he's describing some sophisticated thievery. A rasha doesn't want a ganof doesn't steal from another ganof until the very end. What?
Honor among thieves.
That's what it's called? Okay. Yeah. So that's exactly what it says here. Yilakeshu means to delay. Look in the Mitzvah Sion. Yilakeshu inyan ichor. Kamo piyam paru lamalkosh means to delay. Now, the Mitzvah says that they exploit, they steal first from the people who are not ganavim because they don't want to... Shepa, start up with the wicked. Let's see the Mitzvah. So he explains the Pasuk Vav. Potter. That's what they say about Rabbanim who say drashas. They ask the Rav, where did he get such a good drasha from? So they ask, where did he get such a drasha? So they accuse the Rav that you stole it, you plagiarized the drasha, you found the drasha from another sefer, and you make believe it's your chiddush. So the Rav says, well, where do you think that person got it from? That Rav got it from. He also stole it from someone. So therefore, I'm not responsible. I'm going to find a ganav potter. Okay, so Vasada, let's take a look at the Mesunas. Let's look at the Mesunas. This says, Pasigvav, Vasada, Behol Soda Shayimsu Koitrim, any field which they find Koitrim, Ibulo. Any place where they find Ashayimtsu Koitshim Yibulo, people who are harvesting their produce, Vim Einam Shalohem.
No, Chosad Ashayimtsu, any field they find.
Koitshim Yibulo. They cut it. Vim Einam Shalohem. Even though it's not theirs, they don't care. That's not a deterrent. Just because it's not mine, it doesn't make a difference. Aval, but there is one thing which holds them back, and that is karma shel rasha im kinoch yoser litlosh anfei kerem. Even it might be easy. It's easy to cut off the vineyard, the vines of the rasha. Then cutting meliktsar yibul sade, it's much easier to steal. Let's say they come across a field, and it's very easy to steal this field and to go to the effort of cutting and harvesting someone else's field. Mikol makom yeachru milikachas, they would delay stealing the vineyard of a ganov, mami menu, ad asher lo yimsu mimokom acher, until they're desperate. Why? Why are they going to delay stealing from a ganov? Ki ohavim him esarasha. They love the wicked. V'lo yimaru lo kachas eshalo. They don't want to steal from the rasha. They have rachmonis on the rasha, and they have no compassion on the tzaddik. So when they have a choice between stealing from a tzaddik and stealing from a rasha, they will steal from a tzaddik. I think we're picking up a certain theme in these psukim, is that it's not just corruption. These are not just wicked people. These are people who are there's an art to their wickedness. This first example he gave was, I steal from Reuven, I steal his field, I steal from Shimon his cattle, and now I take the cattle that I've stolen and I put it on the field that I've stolen so that the animals can pasture. It's a sophisticated form of theft here as well. I'm a ganav. Most ganavim don't make cheshbonos. Is this person that I'm stealing from a rasha? Is this person that I'm stealing from a tzaddik? If you want to steal, a person just steals without thinking. No, I'm going to steal, but I'm only going to steal from the tzaddik. I'm not going to steal from the rasha. Even though it's a lot easier for me to steal from the rasha because he does not have such a good security system, and it's much more likely that I'm going to get caught if I steal from the tzaddik, but it's kedai to steal from the tzaddik and not from the rasha, because the rasha, I love the rasha. He's one of mine. Yeah. He's my type. It's a more intense form, a more sophisticated form of wickedness. This appears to be what is unique to this parak. Okay, so getting back to the past, the parak is basadi basada belilo yiktsaru, a field that has now produced yield. Yiktsaru, he harvests the field without any impediment. However, v'cherem rasha yilakeshu, he delays harvesting the crop of the vineyard of the wicked man. Rashi pasuk vav, pasuk vav basadesh shelachedim belilo yivulo. Same exact thing as what Mitzvah says. Yivulo yiktzaru ligzol, he harvests. But v'kedem Rashi yilakeshu ukuram shelachedim harishayim ha'elu noitlim. Piriam, with regard to taking their food, Yilakeshu, so Rashi seems to say, Noitlim Lekesh Shelohem, Lekesh Loshem Tzemach, Puriya means the sprouting. Kumo betchilas alois haleket. Tirgum yonasan tzimuach. Leket is sirosh. Leket means fresh wine. Tirosh means old wine. So the word lekesh, according to Rashi, first of all, we have to know that Rashi disagrees with the Mitzudos. And he says that the word lekesh means to steal. It means the kerem kamo. Rosha Yilakeshu, a vineyard of someone, the wicked person will harvest. And the word Yilakeshu is a word which means harvest, specifically in regard to a vineyard. The word Yiktsoru is the word of harvest used in reference to a field, and the word Yilakeshu is the word of harvest that's used in reference to a vineyard. Where do we find the word Lakeshu, the Sherish, in reference to a vineyard? We say in Kriyashma. Malkosh means wine. It means fresh wine. A vineyard produces wine, grapes. So here it's been used in the verb form to refer to the harvesting of grapes. Betchilas alois halekesh tirgum yonason tzimuach v'chin yosad Rebbe Lazar b'hashana adoma ma'ara. This one of the hashanas lekesh me arbe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves the lekesh. He saves the fresh grapes from the arbor, from the locust, not to be destroyed by the locust. Okay, Dover Acher Kerem Rosha Yilakeshu. Yilakeshu Osa Mehashchisa. Here the Rashi says, like the Mitzudos, that he delays from destroying it. Ki Eshel Huaniyim V'yisayim Heim Eichon. The what belongs to the poor people, he eats. Yilak, but from the Rasha, that he doesn't. Yilakeshu kmo pihem paru lemalkosh zman oroch, a long time kmo lekisha lelabein. Okay, I don't know what this means, but from the word oroch, it seems he's saying to delay. Ichor, like the Mitsudo said, the same idea. The second interpretation is saying exactly the same thing as Rashi. The kerem, the vineyard of the Rasha, yilakeshu, he delays, he holds back from stealing, because the only thing he really wants to do is steal from the poor people and the anim and the avyoinim. Okay, pasuk zayin. Orom yolinu mibli levush v'ein kisus bakara. The orom, the naked person, he lets him remain naked. Yolina means to remain in a state of nakedness for a very long time. Bibli lavush, without any clothing. The ain kisus, and the poor man does not have any clothing. Bakora at the time of cold. We're describing the extreme nature of the Rasha. Not only does he steal their clothing, he lets them remain naked through the cold winter. He couldn't care less that they freeze to death. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzudos. Arom Yolinu, Goizdim Hamalbush, he steals their clothing. That's the first thing he does. That's said. The Hanigzal, and the victim, Leroyv Onov, due to his extreme poverty, Yasmid Kain Arom Mibli Levush, he remains naked for a long time without clothing. The Ainlo Bamal Lechasa Satsmo, and he has nothing to cover himself, Esakar, during the time of cold. Kar is the cold. Rashi, Pasig Zayin, Arom Yolinu, Hain Malinim Eswanim, they let the Aniim stay overnight. Stay for a very long time. Mibli levush and noitlon kisuyon. They take away their clothing. Pasik ches.
This is also another one of the leafers.
Complaints that he takes the clothing of the working person. He takes as a pledge of clothing. Correct. So he does some degree. He's definitely referring back to a leafers to some degree. Pasik ches. Mizerim harim yir tovu. Because the poor people do not have clothing, they get wet. From the water of the mountains, they are wetened, and not in a good way. Umibli machse chibku tzur, and without any shelter, they are surrounded by a rock. Okay, let's see how that means in the Mitzudos. They have to embrace. Let's listen to this. Mizer maharim al ki ha'ishkim ha'im yelchu el bein harim. So now here the Mitzuda says that it's a different interpretation. He's referring here to the wicked. The wicked people, the ha'ishkim ha'im yelchu el bein harim lahastir sham bibnei haruach nasu sham rituvim mizer ha'mayim hayam in harim. The wicked people. Now he seems to be.
The victims, not the
victims. I'm sorry. The victims, they have to run to the mountains to hide their sham ibnei haruach because of the wind, because they have nowhere to go, they have to hide in the kohen. Nasu sham rituvim, they become wet. Mizerem hanayim hayer ben harim, from the flow of the rivers which flow down from the mountains. Umibli machse ba'avur shein lohem levush lachaser spo b'bnei hatzina, because they have no clothing to shelter themselves from the cold. Chovku es hatzur, they cleave to the mountain. Lohogin aleihem mitekef hakor, to shelter themselves from the intensity of the cold. This is what happens. This is describing the plight of the people who have been victimized by the Rashi. Pasuk Ches in Rashi. Rashi mizerem hayared min harim, because of the torrent of rain, of water that comes out of the mountain. Yirtuvu, they become wet. The yislachlku oisen ha'arumim, the naked people become wetened. Lefi shembli kisui ein machsel lehechasaspo, because they have nothing to shelter themselves. They have nothing to shelter, that's why they become wet. Chavku tsar nechboim, they hide b'nikike hasam, in the clefts of rocks. The gam sham hazem yared umikaleach alehem, and even there in the cleft of rocks, the rain comes down and pours upon, drips upon them, and makes them wet. What is the word rotov? Targum shelach. The word rotov means moisture. The chol mishein the minugo, anyone that is not dry, kari lach is kolach, which here means wet. So this is the plight of the people. Pasuk tes yigzalu mishod yosom. They are stolen mishod yosom, from the plunder of the yosom, the al ani yachbolu. Now let's take a look into this pasuk test. Yigzlu mishod yosom, who kmo hipuch?
Exchange the word.
Hipuch mishod yigzlu yosom. So what does that mean? V'ratzalai mar meirov hashadida, due to the intensity of the plunder, asher hurgulu ba yigzulu gam es hayosom, they steal gam es hayosom. Meirov hashadida shehurgulu ba, due to the intensity of their actions, they steal from the yosom as well. The al oni hamalbush al oni yikhu lemashkoin ki malilim olav, they complain against them lo mashu chayv lohem v'lo kenu, it's not so. So the purpose has to mean the yigzulu mishod yosom, due to the fact that they steal from the yosom. The al oni yachbolu, and they take their clothing, they take as pledges the clothing. So again, how do we, just more precise, how do we translate the word mishod? Due to the way he seems to be saying is mishod means due to what they're accustomed, due to the fact that they are accustomed. Mishod means the fact that they are accustomed to steal very much, that leads them to have no compassion upon the yosom, and they yigzulu yosom, they steal from the yosom, and they'll have nothing will holding them back from taking as pledges things from the ani. Hirashi pasuk tes mishod yosom yinikas hayosom. So here mishod means to suckle. He's not learning like the mitzudas. The mitzudas said the word shod means plunder, shedida. He learns here yisod means yinika. Yinika means to nurse. Yinikas hayosam mokom motso ma'acholo umizonosov. You steal from their source, the place where they derive their food, amizonos. Kimol v'shod melachim tinki, from the breast of the king you will nurse. Yachbolu lashem in tachbol tachbol chmo chavol lo yachbol. So here what it means is that they steal, they rob the welfare center. In other words, they rob the soup kitchen. That's what it means. Yigzalu, the wicked people that are so wicked, what do they steal? They steal from the breast that the yosom nurses from.
Yeah.
They rob the source of food that the poor people rely upon. They rob the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
If the ganav wants to rob, let him rob the bank. What do you have to rob? The soup kitchen. If you rob the bank, it's not going to have any effect on the poor person, because the poor person doesn't have any money in the bank. So, but what does he choose? That's the nature of this parak, is to show the extreme nature of the wickedness. They even steal from the location from which the poor man derives his sustenance. And we're using the word shod as a borrowed expression. Shod comes from the word of shad. Shad means the breast from which a child nurses from. That is what the wicked person, where he steals from, without anything bothering him. The al oni yachbolu, and he preys upon the poor man to take from him a pledge. Okay, let's stop over here.